We all think the Siman Kuf Tzadakeh by Sefer Gimel. We just end off with three malachas of Chiba. The idea of Mezigas HaKais, the second of Atzah Samita, and the third of Rechitzas Pan of Yodav Araglav. Until now we're discussing the malachas of her, what to do for him. Now by Sefer Gimel, discussing the other way around, what about him to do for her? So the Mechaber come along, up here the Rashba, the Torah, that says, Kishem Sha'asura Lamazig, Kahu Asla Mazaglo, just like she cannot do it for him, he can also not do it for her. Now this Makar is the Rashba. The Rashba already know in Sefyud is Dafka a case of Yayin. So the question is, once the Makar is Rashba is only in case of Yayin, what about us Alocha that we came along to be Machmer and say Yayin, Shamashkin and Eichlin? Do we say the same thing over here applies to everything? So the Divayol writes in Shuva, he wants a Taino, that we see this halacha is only from the Rashba. The other Rishonim did not bring it down. And therefore, to be machma only negate to Yain and not Shamashkin. Atzad Hasheni, the Paiskim point out, it's true the Divayol wants to say this, but the Paiskim say not that way. Once we're machma by Yain and Shamashkin and Macholim, not like the Taz, therefore all the Malachim come along, go like the Makor Chaim, say this halacha applies of sending something to Mozik, Sayayin, Shamashkin, and other Macholim. The Paiskim lays on Machmer. Once the Machmer to everything, so first, do that term apply? That means you know the Loch and Sefyod, the three a term, number one by Shinoi, number two, Shloi Befonov, and number three, Rochok Tzas. Do we apply these things over here? So come on the Cheskes Tarot, and he wants to say, as far as what be more Machmer over here? Bishloimah over there in Sefyod is something that Be'etzme Isha is supposed to go do. We know be made Tahira. It's one of the chivim for her to go do. Why, that's her job, negate her husband. Now, b'meitahei, tomosh does not do. A shina ksas, a shina lemais would work. Mashenkin abal, a husband, never does these things. Since it's not something for him to go do, maybe the fact he's doing it is really creating a real act of chib over here, and therefore the shina will not help. Shloi b'fonam, these ideas lemais will not help. And therefore lemais, he come along, the big name from the Yashiv and the Maisil to be Machmer and Sifir Gimel. Atzad Hasheni, said the Netek Yiriel, let's read the Mechaber. It's equating the two. Just like the Loch and Sefyud has the term, who also the Loch over here and the Steam Sal Pais Kimar, the same term apply over there, apply over here. So we have a shell among the Malachim as Manenu, to the term, the way to Mat and Sefyud, they apply also the Sugya to and Sifir Gimel when he's doing it for her, just like she does it for him. Building upon that, come along the Mechaber and says, once we have the locho of Mezika that he cannot go do, says, V'loi oid, afilu l'shloich l'koishel yayin, osir. L'shna koishel bracha, l'shna kois acher, imhum yuchid lo. We have an issa of sending yayin to somebody else. Now first, when it says the case of yayin over here, also, what does that mean over here? So come along this one, they speak out, first, grape juice is like yayin, no difference. They say, same thing, whiskey is nichol neged of yayin. And Besim, the words of the Tzemach Tzedek and the Malachim bring down, the Moshe and others, anything that's choshev, any mashka that's choshev is nichol. Therefore, I assume any freshly squeezed orange juice. The Sforum just say water is not choshev, seltz is not choshev, coffee and tea the Sforum get involved with is a choshev or not. But there has to be dafka mashka that's choshev that he cannot send that to her. However, the locha, the Paiskim say, did not apply to my cholim, not to food. This is dafka yayin and anything in the category of chshivas like yayin. Now this halacha that's wrong to speak out is dafka in the case of him to send it to her. She to send it to him, we do not find the issur anywhere. This halacha. But once we have this halacha that you cannot send a cup of wine or any mashka choshev to your spouse, to your wife. So what exactly do by case of kiddush? What do you do by case of sheva brachas? So, come along the Devar Yatsiv, it says, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch, even a Koshal Bracha, there's dafka something like Birch Samozin. That's not a chiv to go send to the other person. But something that's your obligation to go send, like Sheva Brachas, or case of Kiddush, you want a title that's not Nichol and Mechaber, and Kiddush L'maisa you can't send to your spouse. Again, L'maisa's farm bring down this idea, but Ikka they disagree. Already in the Mesketa Shulchan and Banishchai, they say it applies even to the case of Kiddush, and all the Malachim go this way. They say, the Mechaber says, a Kosh, Shal Bracha, That means Sai Biachsam Mosen, Sai Kiddush, Shai Shai Brachas. If so, the question is, what is our eitz to go to negate the case of Kiddush? So again, we have a loch in Sif Yod that says we have a heter of Rochak Tzas, and Yad Smol, and Shloi Befonov, Ukudaimo. The Peshkim say, that's negate to Mezika per se. However, the case of being sending a cup of wine to your wife, we do not find this heter anywhere. Only by Melech Shal Chippa we find it, not by sending a cup of wine, where it's Nosen Das, you put your Das upon her. The question is, what is your Eitzah? So Sfarim bring down Be'ikah, three main Eitzahs, what to go do. First, the Peshkim say, you could drink the wine, put it down, and she'll take it. She could drink from your cup. Now, Gami, you see there's a Pesach Shuv over here, they bring down a Yavitz. The Yavitz said the person should be Cheshish for the Shiltis. That the correct thing, the Dover Yafa is, that a person should not drink the leftover of the spouse's cup. Negate a Kosher Bracha. Now, first, you look up the Yavitz inside, his case is a Birch Samozin. And the Svar over here is, because negate a Birch Samozin, the Gemara writes in Nida, that we should send a Kosher Birch Samozin to your wife, because through that Yisparach pre-bitna, it gives her a Bracha to having children. This is not negate to a case of a Nida. She's a Nida, she can't have any children right now. Therefore, to make a hecker, when she's a nido, it's a nice thing to go do, not to drink a leftover kleitz of Birch Samozin. So number one, first, the pashas, the chumah, the pesach shuvah from the Yavitz, is not negated to Kiddush. It's not negated to Sheva Brachas. It's negated to specifically the situation of a kleitz of Birch Samozin. Void, numerous forms say, we're not chayshish for this Yavitz. It's a dover yafa. The maestas forms say, we do not seem to be chayshish. And therefore, we're not to worry about this, and you can't take the person's leftovers. So again, so one eitz in negate to Kiddush is to drink from the cup, put it down. Sorry? That's true, but the reason why the Yavitz is being machmer is negate, it sounds like Dafka Birch Samozin. That's Aleph. And even if you want to argue, and that's how the Baal HaShulchan brings down, it's to machmer and Birch Samozin. And second, the Sram say we do not seem to go like this Yavitz and the Pesach Shuva. So it comes out, again, so one eitzah is for you to drink and put it down. One simple eitzah, they do point out that if it's a case of grape juice, she drinks it, she should finish the whole entire thing, otherwise it's her leftovers. Case of yayin, she does not want to drink it, then you'll have a bayah, mitzad, the leftovers, and then you'll have to pour into another cup if you want to drink it. That's one eitzah. A second eitzah, the Swami say, let's say you have 10 people by your table. Can you send it to everybody? You're not sending a dafka to her, you're sending it to everybody. Says the Mechaber, that's fine. You're not sending it dafka to her, you're sending it to everybody. That means there is an interesting halach in Kiddush, a shal among the Paiskim is Menenu, in Simon Reish Ayin Alf in Arachayim. The Shmir Shabbos Paskins, that the kais that you drank from is the one you should send out to everybody and you should not pour into other cups. Why? Because the sugya of drinking from a kais that's pogum. Therefore, the numerous people have done hoga, you send out to everybody the same cup and you do not pour into other cups. Building upon a Mishavua Sharitzian. Therefore, negate to Nida, the same thing. You send out to everybody. Not being miyachid specifically for her, it's not a problem. Now, there are those who do not like the Shemir Shabbos in the Hilchos Shabbos. The Rav Reuben says it's not the meaning of Klal Yisrael. People are mafunik, you should not drink the same kais. He says you pour out into a bunch of cups. So, questions like this. Let's say you have 9 kids in the family. Your wife's there. You have 10 cups in front of you. You're pouring out now to 10 cups. Is one of the cups for her, and therefore it's aser? Says the Baal HaShulchan, you're doing one for her. That's being miyachid for her. Biklis from disagree. When you're pouring 10 cups, each cup you're pouring is lav dafka for her. You can't point to this one's to her. There's nothing miyuchid for her. Each one he's saying, where's the iss over here? Therefore, biklis from say, Shalom Zaman, Nashik Klein, or Vosser, they come on a tiny, you pour 10 cups, nothing specific for her, you send it out, no problem. Now, the Sfarim do say, Rav Nachshon Klein speaks out, let's say in the cup, for example, my parents' house, every cup had a name on the cup. It said every kid's name, Tippi, Essie, Suli, Ahovi, everyone's name, and the wife also had a name on top of it. And if everyone was machmir to get that cup, then you have a problem. You can't just pour it in 10 cups and say, anyone can take whatever they want, everyone takes their cup. Then it'll be an issue if you pour it in 10 cups. But a lot of people's houses, it's not miyuchah for anybody. So I'm saying, Hanabi can pour it into all 10 cups. So again, to negate the Kiddush, we have 3 simple eitzes. Sorry? No, it's the same thing. No difference. It means you're no difference. Not miyachidah for the person. That's no problem also. You're not... And that's no problem. He's saying kodesh to everybody, and then the person taking themselves. That means you have either a couple of H's. One is you drink, you put down. A second, you send this one cup to everybody, and they do whatever they want with it. A third H, you pour 10 cups, and everyone takes whatever they want. No, I don't think it makes a difference. You're not sending it to her. You can't. First of all, the bayah can't put it into her hand. You can't put it in front of her. They say it's not a sugya of a shatah. You put it away from her. You have to put it at a distance from her. But not mitzvah this sugya of sending a cup. If the label, again, in my parents' house, the cups are labeled, yes, there's a problem. Oh, that's an interesting question. You want to know if you're saying the stem and it has like six places it goes out from? So I really think it depends. If you have the fancy ones and it has a stopper over there, right? You can see, let's say you have 10 places and let's say you don't need 10, so the fancy ones has a stopper. I think you have an option to a stopper. You don't put a stopper there, you have an issue. But if you don't have a stopper, I hear this for a while to be Michael. Now, the Paiskim say this problem is dafki send it. Let's say you pour into a cup and she takes. That's not, also, there's no problem with the sugyo of sending. You might be a problem with some mezigas hakois, and therefore you cannot do it in front of us mezigas hakois. Now, again, so we have these three simple eitzes. The question now is, let's say you go to Shver's house. Shver makes kiddush. Kiddush gives you the cup and tells you, here's two cups, one for you, one for your wife. Can you give her a cup? You're sending it, a cup, to her. So the Gan of Al-Mitzad, three sugyas. One mitzad, putting into her hand, that's a falaf, you can't. That's a shoto. Mitzad, that's mitzad, into her hand, mamish. Mitzad, putting it in front of her, mamish, that you cannot do, mitzad, a sugyo, of also, of sefyud. Mitzad, sending a cup, our sugyo, sefyu, gimel, says achoinim, you are not sending it. The shver is telling you to go do it. You're best a monkey in the middle. You're a kleif ba'almo. And when someone gives you something to pass on fully, you're not doing it beside your rotzen, beside somebody else's rotzen. There's no problem for you to be a shliach for somebody else to give to your wife. That means, again, when you're in somebody else's house, the sugyo sifu gimel does not apply. Sif alf applies, sif yud applies, but the halacha sifu gimel does not apply because you're not the one sending it. It's the balabais is sending it over here. So Akan, we went through four sifim together in the chibo, sif yud, yud alf, yud beis, yud gimel, yud aled. And be'etzem, and yud gimel. And Besem from Alf to Yigimel, the Sugi of Achokis, from Sifidal onwards, is not the Achokis per se, it's when to apply the Achokis. I mean, you're going to a new category now. When to apply the Achokis. Sifidal, come on, the Mechabin, it says, the Achokis applies whether it's Yimei Levaino, whether it's Yimei Nido, that means the 7 days being Nido, or the Zayinikim over here. The Locha is no Chilik. That means even though we know there's a Beis Yosef, at the beginning of the Siman, the Mechaber, it brings on Rashi, maybe it's Hatu Mechalik. So when I'm not mechalak, whether it's meinido or you may zavol, or you may levaina. Number one. Number two, says the mechaber, there's no chilik whether it's a case she saw of a kesem, whether she saw her flow would be a mamish. We're not going to mechalak in all the archokas. Let me just one question they do ask. In Sif Ches, it's brought down that it's toiv to have begadim yuchadim when she's a nido. Does that apply even in the case of a kesem? Pashas the mechaber says it applies all archokas. Even in the case of begadim yuchadim, even in the case of a kesem, the marmok of the case of a kesem of begadim yuchadim is a gemara ksubis that says that she gets malchus. How get malchus in the case of kesem only do rabbanon? In fact, the siddur tyro. Therefore, those who get involved, how's it shaykh to have begadim yuchadim in the case of a kesem? Ma'aseh poskim say not to mechalik if he can be machmer. Mitzad says the siddur tyro roiv dam comes pi agosha. Now pi roiv, therefore you have to have begadim yuchadim even in the case of a kesem. But actually, it comes out of Loch Lamaisa, all the Achokas, by the whole time, whether it's made Levainan, made Nida, whether it's actually saw from a flow from a Kesem. However, there's one case that Achoyim would grapple with. Come on, Leshach, and he rings on the Ravon, and says it's a minute kosher v'no, that a person at the end of the seventh day to go eat from a kor achas, go eat from one plate, case of Achilo. The words of Leshach is, because first of all, there's no hergal of Eos going to the mikvah. Now, the Afikert is Hergel Mitzvah over here. Kind of margler to make you go to the mikvah, and therefore she didn't want to go. And there's a Yisayd, why to eat in one plate? Now, first, there seems to be a shaila, the case of the Ravon, that is crossing 7th during the day or 7th at night. That means you go to the mikveh right now or during the day. That means the Siddur Torah says over during the day. But the Pashas between the Shach and the Ravon is a case of at night. And therefore, the Shach is not arguing the Taz. Taz is crossing during the day. The Shach is discussing 7th at night, when she can go to the mikveh. Now, the Ars Ramu Maisa went like the Shach, that says the 7th at night before she went to the mikveh, you can eat in one plate. The Minchas Yaakov on the page, Mekar Chaim, Tzemach Tzedek. The Maisa's form, Malachim is Benenu, say we're not Mechalik. The Chokh Mazodim, the Kishchon Aruch, we Paskin, all the Chokhas, all of them apply, even the 7th at night, until she comes back and says Tivalti. Till she says Tivalti, all our Chokhas apply. Now, there are some discuss different cases. When she goes to Mikvah, can you lie down in a bed? Or not only that, can you make her bed in the morning, or she'll make your bed before of? Because when's the bed Negeya? Only at night when she comes back from the Mikvah. Nice in this form, say, we're not Mechalek. Across the board, we keep all our chokas till she comes back from the mikvah. There is one case, the beginning of the simon, the Pesach Shuvah brings down for the Noid Behuda, a Maisa with a person, a spouse, to a couple who was in a place, there's no one around, and she wants to go to the mikvah. The question was, can he see her going into the mikvah with no clothing? And also push her here inside, should be inside the mikvah fully. That means, say, the idea of seeing, inside the idea of pushing the hair inside. So the Nebuchadnezzar inside in Shuvah, he says, to compare to the Shach by us, the Shach says, the Maisa Kor Achas, the Maisa can be mutter at the end of the day. He says, no. Kor Achas is one thing, but Negiyah, we're not going to be slamming upon that. However, since right now, she's mamash can be toivel, miyad, there's no chash over here, therefore, Mokum Tzor, Godel Yeshem, he listmach, the Maisa, he can't see her and can't push her hair inside. Fine, so we have a heter that we're not choshish that miyad, we're going to make her right now, and there's a heter of negiyah in the case of Lirois. Building upon that, the question is how far do you take the aside? There's a maisa, a couple of times a maisa they say over, that the isha was going to make for Friday night. She forgot to cut her nails. She did a lokis neiris, she's mekabel Shabbos, and the question was what to go do. Husband was not mekabel Shabbos yet. So the loch in the end of simon kutz adaches, by the case of the chatzitzes, is that no one should know that the isha is going to the mikvah. No one should know. So the shaila was, should the isha now go tell her husband to go cut her nails, even though right now she's a nida? Or should she go tell her shvigar, her mother-in-law, to go to cut her nails, and the mother-in-law find out she went to the mikvah? She's going to the mikvah. What overrides? Should we take on this head to the Nadi Yehuda and say it's also, not only is it miyan into the mikvah, but the after locus nerus, cutting the nails to go to the mikvah, is also nichli said in the Noda Yehuda? Or no, that's the case going to mikvah, miyad, mamish. But before you go into the mikvah, 20 minutes beforehand, maybe it's not nichli in the heter, and therefore you should get the shvigah to cut the nails. Or you are about the sugya of tznias. So the Isra Berkowitz's question, and he says over, that they say over the name of Biashiv, building upon the Noda Yehuda, that the husband cut the nails. The husband does. Now he can't get involved exactly what the Isra over here is. He does not touch your hands. It's only really Negiyah Alidei Dava Acher. He's cutting something over here. But he said the Maisa the husband does. And why he built upon the Noda Behuda? Maisa in Asher Yish, in I think three different places in Asher Yish, they bring down the Is question of Liashiv. Liashiv said no. Liashiv says she should make Hataras Nadarim. And be go like Levusha Shita, which is a Chiddush, that says a Kabbalah Shabbos is not a real Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah Batois. And she should cut her own nails. Fine, that means the question of how far they take the aside of the Noda Behuda, which is building off our Shach. Now, I'd like to go through one question over here. Sorry? I'm sorry? Because there's a locha that al tznias, no one should know they're going to the mikvah. No, he said that Torah Sendorim, he said, Yitzchak Tam Chochem. It could be means the Baal being Mefer. I'm not sure what he means by Torah, but that's what's brought down. I hear. A Torah of what? What a Torah of Shabbos is there? But we should ask the Rav and ask Rav something, no? Maybe ask Rav on the phone. Maybe there's no. Maybe the other way. She'll call up a Rav on the phone and say, be mad to the Nether. Say, no problem. Mutlak, but I don't know who the person is. I'm sorry? Yes, the Kabbalah Torah is correct. I think you're saying Dunya Torah. You're saying it's a Kabbalah Torah naturally, it's Samach Stam Lavush. I have to look up the Lashon again how he says it over. What's the Lashon? His Lashon is, well, Maisa Tasa Torah Sandom al Kabbalah Shabbos. He said, do a Torah Sandom. That's the words in Asher Yish. Which is, I'm just a good question. Then people find out about it. So what are you getting out of it? Good question. Just one point. The Olam over here is writing a Maracha, a Shtikal Torah. So I don't want to be worse than anybody. And also try to write a Shtikal Torah and work on an idea over here, a concept over here. Question is, who is our Chokas put upon? That means the Olam over here, was, I got already 15 Shtikals, Baruch Hashem. I expect from all of you. But my question I want to work on is, who is the Chiyuv HaChokas put upon? Is it on the man or also the lady? That means, first, B'klali is the Torah always speaks B'loshon Zachar, always speaks to the man. The Gemara Baba Kama Adav Tezvah brings down three Makaris, and even though it's discussing to man, it goes also to Nashim. The Gemara brings a Makar for Inshin, Makar for Dinim, and Makar for Mis in the Torah. And the Gemara says, why need all three Makaris? We have, when even though we're discussing B'loshon Zachar to man, the loch applies to women. So the question over here, the Shulchan Aruch is always discussing to the man. And who learns Shulchan Aruch is the man. So Svarach Yitzayin is, the Chok is applying number one to the men, and number two to the women. That's the Svarach Yitzayin. However, the Ilm knows clearly that certain times we see Chalukim over here. For example, one case. We know when there's a leftover Meichel, a leftover Shtia, the loch is by her, she's more to take his leftovers. What's the Makar? The Beis Yosef brings down from the Reim, the loch is, it says in the Mishnah, lo yochel zav im azava. The man cannot eat with a lady. It's on him and not put upon her. So it sounds like the Is of Achok is only on him, not her. The Marmokim for leftovers also is ochel imi shasi imi, by the Maisa of Eliyom, that he should not eat with her. By him, he ate with her, he drank with her. Sounds like dak upon him, one Marmokim. The second Marmokim, the Mechaber starts off and surveys, Liga bo afil be'espektana. He should not touch her, even on her small finger. Discussing him, to not touch her. Now you could say Slav Davka again, like we say, discussing him, but means also her. But it goes on further even more. It says, Lo yoshet mi yodoy li yodo. He cannot pass from him to her. And then it says the other way around. How does it say the other way around? Liga blenu mi yodo. He cannot be mekabel from her. Don't say, and he cannot pass there. Don't say both ways. It says, he cannot pass and he cannot be makabel. I should have said, he cannot pass and she cannot pass. It sounds like it's dafke, he cannot pass and he cannot be makabel. A fourth time we see this idea. Being in one bed, the loch over there is that he cannot sleep a lie in her bed, even shloi befonov. It's not hergel. Yet, the Tazareh clear that she could be in his bed shloi befonov. Because the Bayad means that his hair, that on him is only wearing it when he sees her in his bed. But her, Shaloi befonav his mutter. So we see we're worrying about his hair and not about her. There's no problem over here. We see a fifth time. So Lishan Imo Bemito, he should not sleep with her in the bed. Just as Shaw said, Lishan Bemita Achaz, he should not sleep in one bed. So there are diukim, strong diukim, that seem to apply, the Lachok is applied only to him and not to her. That's Aleph. Now, the Maisa among the Sfarim, I know a Berkowitz, he starts to shave him, he says, Alocha of Achokas are to him and not to her. And for years, I didn't understand it. I must tell you, for years, I had a hard time with it, because the Maisa, you look around the Malakdim do not go this way. All the Malakdim seem to not be Mechalik. Maisa, see, now also, B'Shalom HaHanim is brought down, he starts with Achokas applied to him and not to her. So, Maisa, I see there are Yechidim who go this way. Right now, I'm doing Chazar on the Sugya, and I'm trying to write my Omar Rocha. I think our Berkus is right. I think it's Emes Lamitoy, that the Chokas is Meduk numerous times. We'll get some kashes, but the Chokas are put upon Be'ikah upon him and not put upon her. Again, I'm being very clear. You look upon the Malakdim, that does not seem to go this way. They seem to say Fakarat applies to both of them. So I'd just like to divide up into three different groups over here. There's one group that Evan agrees applies only to him and not to her. Then a group, Farkert, applies, everyone agrees it does apply to her. And then the case that a Machlokes. First, the group that everyone agrees applies to him and not to her, is number one, we have a case of Shura Kais. Very clear. A second case is Shura Meichel. Also very clear. The Mishnah said, Loyachel Zavma Zava. A third time is very clear that the idea of sleeping in one bed, Shaloi Befonov. A fourth thing the Paiskim say is a case of sitting in the bed. Is Dafka put upon him and not her? A fifth thing is, Lamai said, to hear her sing is a problem. For him, for her to hear him sing, Lamai says, Mutter. Those are five cases that are clear that Sunni only put upon him and not her. Another two cases, which, yes. I hear the point, but the Maisa, we don't, I hear you, Kimichal, that case, I'm asking, but it's true, the fact. The fact is true, it's put upon only him and not her. Two other cases, I wish, it's, sorry. We'll get to cases. I'll try to get to cases. We'll get to cases where it does apply. Not more than just alumnus. Now, first, again, two more cases, which can argue the point, it's a bunch of people in Chaburah. The issue of Estaklus, you cannot see your Mokum Mokhusa. Can she see his Mokum Mokhusa? That means, can he walks around without a shirt on, without an undershirt on. Can she be Mestakl upon that? That means, usually in the house, he covers it. Usually in the street, he covers it. He comes out of the shower, he's wearing only his bottom. Is she be Mestakl? Without the Sukkah of Chok of Kalas Rosh, is she be Mestakl? So the Chura really depends upon the Sukkah of Hirur. We spoke out, cannot be my Harabah's wife, he's in Yeshiva. She's at home, or even when she's together, but the Tommy, he cannot be Mahara upon her, the place can go. Could she be Mahara upon him? So, Be'ik the Swam seemed to understand, the Issa here is Loisa Saru, which Loisa Saru only applies to a person who is not your husband. There's no Issa of Loisa Saru on a husband. Because what, you're going to have Taiva for your husband? Let them have Taiva for a husband, big deal. There's no Issa of Loisa Saru on a husband, Be'ikr. Elamai Issa Nishmat called Avra applies to a man, but does not apply to Nisha, says the Paiskim. There's no Isser of Shema Yovide carried by Laila by an Isha, only by a man. So the Chura Hiru apply is Mutter by an Isha, number one. And also, the Isser of Estaklis, I see numerous Swarm say very clearly that Estaklis is Mutter on he, she can look upon him. That means Mokum Chus. I'm not discussing looking in the Erev of Shabbat. That's Stam Avadna. We're not going to go do that. That's Stam wrong. But we're discussing Stam. He walks around with it as on the shirt. The Chura, the Isser of Estaklis is only put upon her, him and not put upon her. That's one group that I think most of the Paiskim seem to agree that the issue is put upon only him and not her. The second group, we see if I care it, is Alokha and Sivches, which is really the kasha against the Rabberkowitz. Sivches says, she should wear begadim yuchadim. Why? So both of them should remember. Both of them. So we see the idea of wearing begadim yuchadim, even though only she wears it, not him, because usually he doesn't have anything that's miyuchad. But he said of the din, it means that both of them. Why say that Lashon for? It sounds like the Chok is to remind both of them. That's one. And a second case by Mezikas HaKoyis, we learned today, the Lachon Sefiur Mezikas HaKoyis applies to him, and also applies to him is Sefiur Gimel, Negei to her is Sefiur. So we see it goes both ways over here. By Mezikas HaKoyis. Now the numerous cases seem to be not that simple. First, third group, a case of Negiyo. It's a Shulchan Aruch, it says you cannot touch her. Can she touch you? So the two Makaris it sees she cannot touch you. One is the Taz Sivkot Nechah says, when it says pour water on top of the spouse, it does not mean to wash, because she cannot touch him. Like it says Sif Aleph, discussing she cannot touch him. Second, we see the Pesach Shuva says the wife cannot light the cigarette of the husband. Why? Because Chiba Al Yidei Eish Nechel Get of Negiyo. She cannot touch him. Now, both of them, you can say it's no raya, because every time she touches him, he touches her. It's hainuhach. So it could be it's no raya, but we see cases where she cannot go do it. With the gaya, the case we discussed in the beginning, by the first Chabur and Sef Aleph, is what's a locha when a person is in a coma? That means it happened, I don't know, about 5-6 years ago, there's a pegua, the person was in a coma for about a year, and the wife went up and hold her husband's hand. The question was it also mutter? So, I see Rosh Hashanah Haimim, he writes, Halach is, when a person has no akara, the Halach is the Maisitz mutter. There's no Isser Negiyah, Mitzad Isha. Now, one sefer says over, in Yaakov, I think, he said over, what do you mean? You think if someone's in deep sleep, you can touch them? Shlomo Hanuman writes, someone's in deep sleep, took a bunch of lesser pills, knocked out, says you can touch him. Why the halacha of achokas apply only to the man and not negate to the lady? That means that two sugars in the Giyah Besem, and the Giyah Bekloliyas, negate to all Arayas, let's say not B'derech Hippo, this is Negiyah negate to the achokas Shavoy. Negate to the achokas is machlekas, do you apply to her or not? Now, Kamina is, when a husband, let's say, is in Mechusa Akaro, he's in the coma, he's not around, you can argue the point, what is the case of a deep sleep, is it Mutar Aser? I see Lamaisa. What? That's a case of a chayla makom tzarich. I want to put that to the side. And we'll get to why. We'll get to that tomorrow. Why those cases are different? Yes. But here we're discussing not a chayla, not makom tzarich. She wants some. Is there any issue touching a person when they're sleeping? Stamazoi. Well, that's the head of chaylum. The chazal will not go in these cases. Chayla is a head to a loy gozru. Here's Tom. Can she touch him? So two other times not touching by the water because every time she touches him, he's touching her. Or chibali de'ish. But Stam, he is in deep sleep. Can she touch him? Shlomo Hanuman said the Maisa yes. Klein says yes. And the other people want time. Maisa can't. It's one afkamina. How far take the aside? In other cases, a shoto. Again, the words of Mechab is k'mat meforish. A shoto is on the man and not the lady. He says it. He says he cannot pass it to her and cannot be mekabel from her. It's all upon him. If I was saying it on both them, she would have said she can't pass and he can't pass. So Maisa, Berkut says, negeta a shoto, ain't chanami. Aloch lemaisa, if something is put upon his lap and she wants to take it off or put upon his lap, take a child off his lap or vice versa, says mutter. This is dafka put upon him and not put upon her. Lemaisa, most of them did not seem to go this way, this concept. But Hila Shittasi says, and it sounds that way in the Chaber, that Aloch didn't negate to him a third nafkamino, negates to go of a hacker on a table. The Chodeshani and the Vushi Ozeb Zil Orbach writes the gate to Hecker. They say the loch is he has to know about it and she does not have to know about it. And it's very stark the time though, because where's the Makar for eating on one table near the Hecker? That's the Makar where we say by Shura Kais only she's allowed to have his leftover. It says he cannot eat with her. It's the same Maramokum. So the Pashas is, the loch is, that whatever is mutter by the case of Shura Kais should be mutter by the case of Hecker. So the Chodeshani Levusha Oz says Hecker applies only to him and not to her. She does not have to know about it. What? Oh, the Maisa, I see the Mesfarim. Most Malakta Bambi Machmer. And the Kasha really is Sivches. So both of them have to go know about it. So you have to know what is the Chilb between Sivches versus really Shura Kais. It could be Islam, it's a toiv, it's a nice thing in Sivches. We're not knowing this way. I'm not clear how to answer it. Sivches is an oro. But the halacha of a hecker is the same sugya as Shura Kais. Now most from a machmer, I'm asking, I could quote you 20 from a machmer against these two, but it's an eyes and a tine over here. Take another case, and get to what we learned today. The Mlechs of Chiba, we said, Mezikas of Kais go to him and to her. By Mlechs of Chiba, we saw there's also making the bed. There's also a chitz upon the yod of a raglov. Does those cases apply also to him? He cannot do a chitz upon the yod of a raglov to her. He cannot make her bed? It's very missing in the Shulchan Aruch. Where is it? So there is before Shemishon the Eshkol that says it. The Chochmas Odom is down the Maisa to be Machmer on all three Malachas over here. And the Ochel Shulchan says the reason why it's left out from Shulchan Aruch, he says, what? A man's going to make a woman's bed? They don't do that. A man's going to wash Pani Yodav Raglov? They don't go do that. But Vada, Koshkin, if they do that, the act of Chibo, Vada's a problem. At Sadr Sheni, the Issa question to our Berkowitz, and he says, we don't find the Gzera anywhere. Make up things by ourselves. If this is chibo and a chlamia, but by him it's a chibo. But to have our chok, we see it nowhere. Can they voice him as a tshuva about it? And chelik aleph, simlik tzadi, and tzadik aleph says fakaret for him to make a bed and chid pon of raglov is an act of tircho. It's not an act of chibo, and therefore Ikri says and the end of a loch lemaisel mokum atzarech and a chlamia can be mekul, no problem over here. Because the place can seem to say it only by mizigas akolis, not by other cases. So we have numerous cases that we clear among the lactim today. The Be'ik are not Mechalik, I'm asking. But right now, I'm learning the Sugya, I think it comes out, Shtakurai is, except for the Oro of Sivches, which again, that's only Oro, that the Ikar Achok is put upon him and not put upon her. That means, example, let's say he throws something up, throws something to her. Could she, once he did it already, is anything wrong with her catching it? That means whether in the case he threw it already and she'll stick it out of her hand, or in the case that he threw it already, it's coming to her, should she move away? If the yisod of the issa is rika, is throwing it, there's no reason for her to move away. But if there's an issa put upon her, then echlami, should she move away? Yeah, because the issa is this rika, is it shota, I think the issa depends on the sugya. If the issa is rika, is a throwing, then echlami. He already did the isser. Even if she did not catch it, he already did the isser. So, mice again, this is an interesting question to think about. It come out, there are certain times we're to be makel to use this according to certain paiskim. Again, I'm being very clear, the blocked but not machalik. We do see one kula, the mice the other way, the paiskim say that he cannot send her a kais, shabracha, but she can send her a kais. Which then, why? Because the side of is when he's sending it, is he's putting dasa put upon her, but she can send it. Because there's no chivat in being done to get to her. So again, we see a right to the makilim, nocha chilik over here. Fine. Better tomorrow, we'll finish off the simon. And I expect everyone to have given in or to give in today the test. And I got already barach 15-20 marochas, shikol tires. And I expect everyone, the next couple of hours, I guess I'll give to 8 o'clock American time, that means for anyone who's there at Seoul, to give in the Shtickle Torah. And Atzlocha Rabbah. Questions?